I'd be glad to be back here for another full-time fiddle week. And back up people here, Jim Jones over here on the left, Washington D.C. And here on the right is Chris King. And over on the far right is Hubie King. Old-time fiddle here. Start off an old tune here at West Virginia Highway.
Thank you.
want to do another old tune here was wrote with Charlie Bell. He lived to be 93 years old. He made this old tune up as Susie's Band.
Thank you.
Jenkins Road, way back in the 40s. I never had many requests to play it, but I have it on my album. And I think any bigger record, it just hurt another night. Several people have been playing it since. I never had many requests to play it. Tommy Magnus wrote it, Smoky Mountain Rag.
Thank you.
Just during the last few minutes. This fellow's from Pocahontas County. He's a great singer and a great banjo player. Would you welcome Dwight Diller? And I'll ask Dwight to introduce the band.
To me, and he's a young fiddler. It's coming on real, real strong on them old hardcore West Virginia pieces. This is Tommy King, and I'm blessed with having the best backup for Old Town in the whole wide world. Guitar backup. And Dirk, I can't remember Dirk's name. He was in my class this summer. Playing banjo, and he plays this bass as good as anybody I've heard. He's also from up in Connecticut. We're going to play Otto Wood for you first. Oh, I just happened to think. I didn't bring any tapes with me this week, and everybody else brought tapes. And so if anybody wants one, look me up and give me your name and address, and I'll send you one. And then you send me the money, because I don't want you to give me the money first, because that something may happen. All right? I'd rather trust you than me. How's that? This is Otto Wood, the bandit, and Otto Wood came from North Carolina, and he copped a freight when he was 5 or 6 years old, came up to West Virginia, and started in a life of crime, and was finally killed by police after being in and out of prison real often. And I was playing recently for some people from North Carolina, and a lady came up afterwards, and she said, "Was it Salisbury, North Carolina, where he was killed?" And I said, "I think it was." And she said, "Well, you know, when I was a little girl, I remember I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I was scared to death of Otto Wood. I was afraid he would get me." She said, "I remember the night my daddy came in and told me that two police had him cornered down there and killed him." Said, "My life got better after that." This is a true story here. Christ tells us if we want to follow him that we have to put our hand to the plow and hold on. John Gallagher here is about half nuts like I am, and that's about all he really likes to play. And another friend, Ron Mullakes, we're all three about half nuts. We drove people crazy one day. We sat and played this stuff for 2 hours. No words. You just keep on playing. And I'll tell you, you talk about a wailing and gnashing of teeth, it'll do that to you. We're going to make you listen to two, but that's all. It's so important we're even going to let John kick it off.
Thank you.
once in a great while, you get to meet a new musician who's real special.
Like Dwight.
In a whole bunch of ways. Now, of course, you don't know about them because, see, sometimes you get stuck with people. And whenever they go into the room first, there's two beds, and they take the queen size and stick you on the little old cubby hole on the porch where the cold air goes in and the French doors are shut. This week, I've been able to meet...
defend yourself.
I can't.
Boys, I ain't putting up much more. This is not union. You ain't getting union scales. Shut up.
Okay.
I told Jerry I would not say anything about how fat he is. I told him, I said, I would not call him names. And I ain't said nothing yet.
You better not.
No, I don't want to. I want to talk first. Real special. You run into somebody that's a musician that's really good, and they take time for people that are just trying to learn. You don't find many of them. Temptation is always to get there in front and not take time for the people who are in the shape you were at one time and you didn't know nothing. We're going to do the Wild Bill Jones. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to do the Wild Bill Jones. And I wasn't going to have a fist fight over who was going to sing because he's 6'4", and he's probably 200 pounds more than me.
Oh, yeah.
See, I did say something about how much.
I ain't going to get into it.
Take over as we leave. I would appreciate you giving the people that came out with me to support me, who did such a fine job and covered up, give them a hand.